N0TR.
RCL, this is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm sure I've talked to you before. Can't remember your name. That's not unusual for me. Just left Wade Hampton, headed out North Rutherford Road towards the QTH, and have seen three accidents so far this morning on Wade Hampton.
That's not good, Tom. This is Russell. Yeah, we've talked before. I'm over, just crossed over Lyman Lake. Well, what's supposed to be Lyman Lake? It's a little dry right now with the dam being messed up. And I'm making my way over here to Inman and work on a job over here I got going.
Yeah, I haven't been over there in a while. The kids have a lake house over there on Lyman Lake Road. Yeah, where they're building all those new houses at back in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they seem to be building houses everywhere, which in my case, since I'm building decks, I guess that's a good thing, but at the same time, it's not such a good thing with the overpopulation.
In building what?
Our project over here, we're putting a 24x40 deck onto a building here that they're using as kind of like a stay-at-home vacation retreat building.
Gee, Russell, are you an independent and go out and just bid your own jobs and work them? Well, I'll tell you what, the housing industry's premier right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm semi-retired from the fire department, so I like to just pick up a few things here and there and piddle, so I do this job and take a few months off and maybe do a little traveling. Maybe the COVID will settle down. We can get the RV back out and ride around a little bit and see the sights.
Looks like you got the best of both worlds there. That's wonderful. And I think the population would be less dense up there around, I guess you live up around Inman, but we live north of Lake Cunningham and just south of Robinson, and oh my, they're building a house on every square foot up here.
I get what you mean. My home base is up there off Mountain View Road near Mountain View Elementary School. But it's the same all the way around, and it seems like in the northern part of the county, they just keep building and building and building.
Well, it's good for guys that do that kind of work, and I just hate to see the increase in traffic and no increase in maintenance as far as traffic flow goes.
I'm guessing you're over there off of 101 somewhere, so you have to deal with that new three-way stop they put up there at Peggy's.
Yep, I drove all the way over to Highway 14 this morning just to avoid it. I got up there and it was blocked up clear down to the fire department. And I wrote them a letter and they said there was no funding for a stoplight. And I said, try using some of the taxes off of those 400 new homes you just built. That ought to buy a stoplight.
In-laws live right there on 101, probably less than 100 yards from the intersection. And they said that DOT was out there. I think it's been about 2 weeks ago. A bunch of them were out there just kind of surveying over, and from what they understand, they're getting ready to put a light in there.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we'd appreciate it. And we're retired, a little of both. And I just don't have any patience for that. You know, we lived in Kansas for 62 and a half years and moved down here about 10 years ago. I'm not used to this traffic. I can do it, but I don't have to like it, Russell. This is N0TR.
Percent. I remember when I used to could leave the house and put $5 worth of gas in the car and ride all weekend, and I might drive from up there at Mountain View all the way to Greer and only pass 10 cars. Now I try to pull out of the driveway and 10 cars go by before I can even get out on the road.
Where that new old Neo Edition is up there, it's on the left side of 101.
You talking about the new subdivision they put in right there just past the fire department on the left going north?
Yep, just after you get past that, you hang a right and live at the bottom of that big hill on Brown Road. And so, like you say, you start to pull out now and you got to wait on a line of traffic just to get out on the 101.
Yeah, that's for sure. It seems like everything's growing. Everybody wants to move out to the country and then commute in, and that just puts that much more traffic on the road. And I don't know. We've talked about moving. We spent 2019 summer up in Alaska. We were in a little town called Skagway, right up at the northern part of the Inner Passage. And it was nice and quiet, but I was up there in February looking at some land and stuff, and it was negative 48. And I said, I don't know if I'm willing to give up my mild winters yet.
Yeah. And Russell, the older you get, the more your bones creak. And so I agree with you. Yeah, we watch Life Below Zero and Mountain Men all the time. Love to watch it. And it was cold up in Kansas this year, minus 17. And I don't miss any of that. And I don't miss Toto and Dorothy either. Imagine laying high up there. I've talked to guys in Skagway. I've talked to guys in the Yukon on HF when I was in Kansas. And I always enjoyed listening to their stories about the cold. It's pretty amazing. I've never been up to Alaska. And I'm getting to where I'm too crippled up to go, but it sounds like it'd be a beautiful place.
Definitely is. It's a different world up there for sure, especially out through Yukon. I drove a tour bus up there right after I retired from the fire department for a tour company, and we would go way out into the Yukon all the way out to a dog sled camp, and they had it set up where the dogs could pull carts on wheels when there wasn't any snow, so about 6 hours out there, and go out and take the cruise ship passengers out. But you're talking about HF. I haven't gotten an HF radio yet. It's something I'm kind of intrigued about and thinking about, but I just hadn't pulled the trigger on it yet.
I like Kenwoods, but talking to the guys, ICOM 7300 is a really good radio and very reasonably priced. I think it's under $1,000. I got a TS-590 I'd ought to sell one of these days. It's just a spare radio, and I got a TS-590 SG that I use, and it works plenty good for me. And if I can hear them, I can work them, put it that way. And for those of you that work sideband a lot, the sunspots are starting to go up, and it will really be a much more enjoyable hobby when the sunspots get back. But right now, I don't have any problem working almost anywhere with Morse code.
Good. I'm K2RCL. I'm still new to the ham. I've done emergency services, you know, for 27 years, so talking on the radio wasn't a big issue. It was just learning some of the intricates and learning some of the nuances of the ham side and then seeing all the different ranges. It's just intriguing. I like messing with the radios. I like doing some of the programming and learning how to tune the antenna and just how it all works and how you can really just peek something out to a point where it just works at 100%.
RCL and 0TR. Yeah, Russell, it's a fun hobby, and there's a lot of different aspects of it. And you can generally talk North and South America easy enough on sideband right now, but as far as working international, like the other day I was working all of Eastern Europe and Cyprus and Slovenia and Montenegro, which is on the other side of Italy, Russia, and then I turned around and worked Hawaii, and that's just on two wire antennas I got here. You know, I could do it mostly on the one wire antenna that I got, And you don't have to have a lot of expensive equipment to do it. It's just a piece of 14-gauge wire up there. And really enjoyable. I had a tower and all that back in Kansas, but I'm too old to climb it now, and so I didn't put one up down here. But you know, W4DJW antenna when I moved down here, because he's my neighbor, and I worked over 1,000 contacts on that super loop in that first year. And I don't do contesting as a general rule. I'll pick and hunt, you know, hunt and pick a few if there's a contest, but I'm not interested in doing it for points or anything. But that Carolina Wyndham that I have up is just fantastic, and it's just a wire antenna. Well, Russell, we've arrived at home, and we got some mass consumables in the trunk from Aldi's, and so I need to get out and unload those. So I'll sign with you on your final, and it's been enjoyable talking to you on the way home. Be careful out there. Wear that mask and stay social distances. 73s, K2RCL, and 02RB clear.
Yeah, N0TR. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I enjoy it always, Tom. I am pulling into my destination as well, so I'm going to be clear after my final.
2RCL, W4NGU for a quick one.
4RCL, I missed that call sign. See you.
W4NGU, W4 Never Give Up. Can you give me a call when you get free today?
Tell me who I'm calling.
I'm on EchoLink, so I got a little bit of a delay. Handle is Phil, and if you'll get ready to copy, I'll give you my phone number. 864-320-6680.
That is 864-320-6680. W4NGU.
Good, Russell. Talk to you later. I've got to go as well. W4NGU.
Sir, 73.
So you couldn't talk to any better. Phil's a good friend of mine, and you won't regret it. But I've never met you personally, but I know Phil. Anyways, just thought I'd throw that out there. 73, this is N0TR.
Tom, I appreciate it a lot. You guys have yourself a wonderful day, and I'm going to get out here and start driving some nails and digging a couple post holes. So I am clear in 73.